My new book Conquer collects a series of stories that previously appeared in Occult Detective Quarterly and Occult Detective Presence, featuring John Conquer, a tough, magically inclined African-American private eye operating in Harlem in 1976. Sort of a cross between Shaft and Constantine, or Brother Voodoo if you're hip, Conquer get tangled up with the ghost of a pimp, a morgue full of vampires, a Carolina Boo hag plaguing a group of Crown Heights house queens, and a hoodoo-wielding hitman among other dangers. Conquer sprouted from my love of blaxploitation movies of the 70s, particularly Shaft, Truck Turner, The Mac, and Trick Baby, but most especially in the oft-overlooked subgenre of blaxploitation horror, which constitutes what I consider to be the first golden age of African-American horror cinema when pioneering horror director William Crane brought the genre to life. African-Americans had appeared in horror films prior to this, of course, usually in supporting roles, as in White Zombie, Black Moon, and I Walked with a Zombie, but this era of black performers playing to black audiences was something altogether different. African-Americans weren't just vessels or emblems of exoticism and mystery for white audiences anymore. In the wake of the Black Power movement, in movies like Abby and Ganja and Hess, they became fully fleshed characters with their own agency, operating within their own cultural and societal mores. Here are three of the very best, huge influences on my own work in Conquer. When talking about blaxploitation horror, the unfortunately titled Blackula is both essential and seminal. An African prince, Mamuwalda, soliciting Count Dracula's help in opposing the European slave trade, is instead turned into a vampire. Dracula mockingly dubs him Blackula, hence the title, and walled up in stone, only to be inadvertently unleashed in the 1970s Los Angeles by a pair of antique dealers who buy and import his locked coffin. It's impossible not to be impressed by actor William Marshall's classical gravitas. He's an out-of-time character perennially unamused by the funky antics and hip demeanor of everyone around him, solely intent on regaining his lost love Luva in the person of Vanetta McGee, the first time I can recall this tried-and-true reincarnated love trope being used in a vampire film. Forget your preconceptions. Blackula is not the cheese fest everybody writes it off as. It's the first breath of African-American horror cinema delivered by the criminally underappreciated father of horror soul cinema William Crane, and it deserves to be mentioned in the same breath as Todd Browning's Dracula. Another bona fide classic of the genre and one of my personal favorites is 1974 Sugar Hill. When a nightclub owner is beaten to death by a gang of hustlers trying to muscle in, his girl Sugar, Marky Bay, enlists the help of aged voodoo mambo Mama Mitrissa, Zara Cully, to contact the Getty God of Cemeteries Baron Samedi, played magnificently by Don Pedro Cully, who raises an army of silver-eyed undead slaves to enact revenge. The voodoo zombie horror genre had been thoroughly mined and abandoned by white Hollywood by 1974, superseded by Romero's flesh-eating ghouls, but Sugar Hill is the first attempt at paying obeisance to vaudoon's actual cultural underpinnings by a mostly black cast. And it's a genuine blast from start to finish, from its winsome leads interactions with Kali's trickster god take on Samedi to the unique kills, including a disembodied chicken foot attack. Blaxploitation horror master William Crane delivers another nuanced, solid entry in this burgeoning genre, the sorely underseen Dr. Black, Mr. Hyde, in which Bernie Casey portrays a brilliant young physician vying to find a cure for the syphilis that claimed the life of his prostitute mother, all the while wrestling with deep-seated feelings of cultural isolation brought on by his white education and manner. Failing to find willing test subjects, he tests his serum on himself and, in a brilliant flip on the tired trope of evil black/good white, transforms into an ID-driven psychopath with white skin. It sometimes tips the scales on the exploitation end with gratuitous nudity and violence, but there's no missing the multi-layered themes at work, particularly in the climactic showdown with whirling police helicopters atop the Watts Towers, a clear inversion of the racial interpretation of King Kong. We are in the midst of a new renaissance of black horror cinema, as evidenced by the popularity and quality of films like Get Out, US, and Bad Hair. The foundation of this new generation of black horror filmmakers deserves to be honored in the persons of black horror pioneers like William Crane and groundbreaking films like the ones mentioned above, but the list doesn't stop there. I urge you to check out these stone-cold 70s black horror classics: Ganja and Hess, JD's Revenge, Welcome Home Brother Charles, Abby, The Thing with Two Heads, Lord Shango, The Beast Must Die, Devil's Express, and The House on Skull Mountain. This era and subgenre ought to be considered the universal horror equivalent for African-American horror, and these films are its touchstones.